I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Joker at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Joker is the new movie about Batman villain The Joker. Or, more accurately, this movie is about Arthur Fleck, the man who will become The Joker. Joker generated some hand-wringing online and in the media before the film was even released. Some feared it would embolden twisted individuals who would look up to a sociopath like The Joker, possibly even leading to violent incidents. Well, here we are a week later, and the world hasn't burned. Well, okay, so it has burned in other ways, but not related to this movie. What I saw with Joker was a depiction of a man in the early 1980s in a Gotham City that may as well have been New York, struggling with mental illness. Arthur here, played by Joaquin Phoenix, has a history of being institutionalized as he battles various demons. He works as a clown and takes several medications. Gotham City's social safety net has caught Arthur, but as we learn, funding is being cut and he can't get his medicine or talk to his therapist anymore. As this happens, he's beaten in an alley by a bunch of kids, he loses his job, and he spirals totally out of control when he learns that his sick mother isn't really his mother, and she's delusional about the identity of his father. As Joker continues, we see this man spiral down from bad to terrible. Things keep getting worse, and his goal of becoming a famous stand-up comedian becomes further and further away. Finally, Arthur finds a happy place by embracing chaos and asserting himself through wild violence. The film ends with him sort of being held up as an icon by crowds of rioters upset with the economic situation in Gotham. So, Joker here isn't really what we would call an incel today. He's just a desperate guy whose society has let slip through the cracks. The movie does work in some Bruce Wayne references, and although some have complained they were clunky, they really didn't bother me. The film hints at what Arthur here will become later, and why he matters so much to Bruce Wayne, aka Batman, later. Joker is a dark, dank, depressing movie. It reminds me a lot of the early 80s, late 70s New York horror and drama pictures that I've seen. It's a grimy, dirty society filled with people who just don't care. A man on the fringes can find himself totally cast out. If you pile on the psychological issues that Arthur has here and sprinkle in a little fantasy, you could have Joker. I thought the film was good overall, although I wouldn't necessarily want to watch it again, and I don't see how someone could watch this movie and see Arthur Fleck as someone to look up to. We really pity him. When he turns to violence, it happens so gradually that it's not even like it was his first choice, and we as an audience understand that it's not good. It turns out movie audiences can handle something like this. The entire film rests on the shoulders of Joaquin Phoenix, and he does an excellent job. He's pained and awkward. Arthur here has a condition that causes him to laugh uncontrollably when he finds himself feeling too low, and this makes for many tense situations. At times, Joaquin is laughing hysterically and crying at the same time. With his clown smiley face painted on, the effect is all the more stark. This is a deeply miserable and confused person. Joaquin's Arthur does not seem comfortable in himself until after he's lashed out with violence, and then he seems to gain some control. Even the laughing fits stop. Robert De Niro is a late-night talk show host in this film, and it's Arthur's dream to get on his show. When De Niro's Murray Franklin mocks Arthur on his show by airing a clip of Arthur bombing in a comedy club, it's like an early 80s version of online shaming today. Everyone just laughs it up at poor Arthur. Oh, he's such an embarrassing idiot. He should be ashamed that I'm so much better than him. It's like an early 80s parallel of modern social media mobs. It's Murray Franklin who brings Arthur into the limelight and ends up giving him his first real public platform. People are rioting because of poor economic conditions just as Arthur gets on TV. The movie ends with him in custody, I guess at Arkham Asylum, but it hints that much more will happen later, and we know it will. Joker as a film is similar to both Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy in that it follows beats from those films and shows us an impersonal and dirty New York, I mean Gotham City, during an era where America would have felt like a very bleak place indeed. My biggest problem with this film is that I don't think crowds would actually rally behind a guy who's famous for going on one rant and killing a few people. Then again, this is set in the early 80s and during a major economic downturn, so maybe attitudes would have been different. I just had trouble swallowing that angry mobs would turn to the Joker as a symbol of their struggle. It seems like too much of a stretch. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Occupy Wall Street happened, and I don't recall those crowds getting violent. But then again, as noted, this is the early 80s, so who knows? Todd Phillips directs this film, and while he sure has made a striking movie, it does feel a little rocky in tone, and the pacing can be odd. Joker is two-thirds watching a mentally ill man be abused by society, and then one-third asserting himself in a novel way. I thought Joker did look good, though, with the ugly urban scenes you would expect out of this era. Look, the whole movie rests on Joaquin Phoenix, and he excels. This performance is brilliant, although I don't know if it really qualifies as a version of the Joker. We've heard the debates, we've read the articles comparing various Jokers. This guy doesn't feel like the Joker quite yet, even at the film's end. Disturbed man who happens to be a clown? Yes. Criminal mastermind? Not yet. I still say that Heath Ledger remains the best Joker, but yes, as Arthur Fleck here, Joaquin Phoenix is very, very good. See the Joker if you're interested, but expect a slow boil that's more of a character study of a man on the edge and not a Batman or even a Joker movie. I give Joker a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.